Hey guys, welcome to episode 33 of a Wrestling Gal podcast, providing you with the female perspective on all things wrestling. Join me, your host and wrestling enthusiast, Ella J, as today I am joined by the arm collector, Jessica Troy. Now let's chat. Hello, everybody. Today, I am joined by the arm collector, Jessica Troy. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Just a day off. So just hanging out in my bedroom.
How are you staying occupied during this quarantine?
I'm finding it pretty good. I've just been, because I was off work for a couple of weeks, but I'm back at my work now.
Okay.
I've just been drawing, reading, doing my bullet journal. Stuff like that. It's keeping active.
Speaking of drawing, so I saw your Instagram story, like there was a paint palette in the background. Like, do you paint a lot?
Not the biggest fan of painting. I'm more like using markers. So I'm really into using graphic markers at the moment. But I try to paint every now and again, but it's not as fun to me as just drawing and coming in. But yeah, I don't mind it.
Have you like been artistic like your whole life? Or are you just like drawing like as kind of like a hobby?
It's definitely just a hobby, but I have been doing it most of my life. My mum did a fine arts degree at university. Mm-hmm. So what she was doing, I would also be doing the same thing when I was like six. So I've kind of done the fine, but not really.
Now, also venturing upon your Instagram, I came across you claim that chocolate and cheese are two of your favorite snacks. And girl, let me tell you, they're mine too. But the important question is, what are your actual favorite chocolates and cheeses? This is really important.
That is very important. Oh, my favorite cheeses. I like any kind of soft cheese. So like camembert or brie, I go for. There's also really good smoky cheese that they have at like the stores in Australia. I don't know. They probably do it in America too, but who knows? Any favorite chocolates? Like, you can't go wrong with like a Kit Kat. That's pretty good.
Ooh, that's good. I personally like any chocolate as long as it doesn't have like coconut. Like I will eat anything except like Almond Joys and Mounds, but I'm a big fan of caramel too.
Oh yum, that sounds fantastic. Oh, now I'm hungry.
Are you that person at the parties that eats the whole cheese platter?
Yes, literally. Once I start eating cheese, I can't stop.
Literally me.
It has to be taken away from me.
Oh my gosh. Now, I already asked this question to your opponent at this event, and you know who I'm talking about, but with PWA recently replaying the iconic All Eyes on Troy, what are your takeaways from this event that you actually won the PWA championship? What are your takeaways from it?
I always say that that's probably one of my happiest moments, like not even just in wrestling, but just a great happy moment. Like I got to win in the ring. My teammates came out and they did the whole get me on their shoulders kind of thing, which was that to me before, but it's like everyone wants that kind of moment. Everyone was standing up. I was like, wow, this is incredible. And like come backstage, and even better than that was having like all the wrestlers and peers backstage. They give you like a round of applause, so that was lovely. So it was a really happy moment.
How did it feel to go with like a woman, Shazza McKenzie, this instance, to have someone who you've kind of looked up to and kind of trained you? How did that feel to, as she said it, it was kind of passing the torch, but not really. But how did that feel to share that moment with her?
It was really good, just because Shazza and I have wrestled each other so many times. We've done so many things together. I might make fun of her on Instagram and all that, but she is one of my friends, but don't tell her that. Like, I got to be in her wedding party at her wedding, so to be able to do that with my friends was pretty exciting.
That's awesome that you guys can become friends with kind of your trainer. That's really cool.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And shortly after you won the PWA championship, it was announced that the title wouldn't be exclusively defended against just female competitors, but rather now become an intergender title. So how was that transition for you?
That was great. So that happened after I defended it against, like, five other girls, I think, in the one match. And then Madison Eagles comes out and says on the mic that this title isn't just going to be for females anymore. It's going to be intergender because I need to prove that I am the best. And to prove that, I need to beat the best. And that involves all genders, everyone. So I'm very happy about that. I got to defend it against Matt Diamond. So that was a really, really fun match because I've always wanted him. And that was so much fun. And I almost got to defend it against Robbie Eagles, but sadly that has been put on hold.
I saw Bonza tweet you that he wanted to get that title off of you two a while ago.
Yeah, he can get in line. I don't need that. He's a big scary man.
Well, you've actually almost been champion for a year now. I think it's been 10, it'll be 11 months soon, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the longer this whole thing goes on, the longer I'm going to be the champ for. So really, it's not all that bad.
A little light at the end of the tunnel for you, even. You'd be champ for a long time.
Well, I'm looking forward to.
And I just want to make a point that you have really long hair. I saw you post on Instagram today, but have you ever thought, and maybe you have you ever thought about using it as a weapon in the ring? I think it'd be really cool.
I think I might have had that thought come through my mind a few times. No, I always get worried that people are going to use it as a weapon against me. That's what I know. Yeah, because I know, like, you have Bianca Belair who uses her whip, which is terrible, which is so painful, but it's so awesome. I've always been scared of people using it to choke me or something, because I haven't had a haircut in over 5 years.
Girl.
I haven't used shampoo and conditioner in over like 3 years either.
Oh my gosh. How does your hair still look so good then? What are your secrets?
I got into this really big phase of trying to go zero waste and like no plastic and stuff, which I'm really bad at. It's such a hard thing to do, but I've tried to do like a small part kind of thing. So to cut back on all the chemicals and plastic shampoo bottles and stuff like that, I switched to using bicarb soda to wash my hair, diluted with water, and then apple cider vinegar to condition my hair. And I did that for about maybe like 2.5 years, 3 years, but now I've switched to using a shampoo bar, which is working a bit better, I think.
Yeah, I know too. I mean, after the apple cider vinegar smell is really like strong, but I'm sure you got used to it.
Yeah, like I could never smell it, but I've walked past a few people after I got out of the shower and they're like, "You smell like vinegar." I'm like, "Yeah, no, I'm clean."
Fair enough, as long as you're clean.
Yeah, like some people have problems trying to do that. Like they say that their hair goes really oily until you have to work through it for like a month or so. Mm-hmm. Well, I never had that problem. Like, my hair took to it straight away. So I think I just have pretty lucky hair where it's not too picky.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. I know we have shampoo bars here in America, but I never really know how they worked. But I might try one now that you say that.
They're really good, actually. So you just use it in your hair. You just rub it in and it lasts forever. Like, you rub it in for the tiniest amount of time. And then there's so much in your hair. It's really good.
Good to know. I will try that. And something you've also mentioned before is kind of the juxtaposition between your character presentation and your in-ring skills. And what I mean by that is you've said some people think your character is just, in quotes, cute. But once you get in the ring, you become more aggressive with vicious arm bars and kicks. But is that frustrating, or does that fuel you to prove those people's judgments wrong?
No, I wouldn't say it's frustrating at all. I actually I kind of like it because it's, I don't know, I find it different. I like to be able to be like cute and almost girly, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have the toughest ring gear. I don't have the toughest presence, but I'm trying to work on that. But then when I get in the ring, most of the time I think people are scared of me. They're worried about the armbar. So no, I think it's cool.
I know my thoughts. So you were actually the first Australian wrestler I like got into and watched. I know when I first saw you, I was like, oh, this girl is kind of cute, kind of girly. But like, yeah, that armbar is pretty scary.
That's why I think I go towards a more strike-based wrestling or even technical wrestling, just because it's not what people expect, I guess, from such a girly character.
I think it works for you, though.
Yeah, I have fun doing it. I just combined all the things I like. And that's what you typically when I get into the ring. So I'm not so much, I'm not the girliest person, but
yeah,
the Powerpuff Girls and like other girly things. So I take inspiration.
I know. We'll get to that later. Trust me. Now, I know you've also wrestled against one of your best friends, Charlie Evans. So can you tell me more about that friendship dynamic? I know you guys have been friends for years now.
We have. We've been friends ever since we both started wrestling, because I started training a month before her, or like maybe so in Newcastle, the House of Free Fighting, I started in January and she must have started in February, and then we just clicked and then we became best friends, and ever since then we've been best friends. So I love either wrestling with her as a tag team or wrestling against her is even like sometimes more fun. Like we had a match at Wrestling Go recently when she was back, and that was so much fun. I had the best time in that match.
Now, I know your guys' tag team name is the Floozies. No. So it was Blue. Was it Blue Nation and Floozies? Am I mixing things up?
It was Floozies when we first started, but okay. We added it to the Blue Nation.
Where did you guys get Floozies from?
Well, we didn't really pick it. We were just kind of given that, and then we were announced as that. We're like, okay. But, oh, well, doesn't matter that much. We moved past that.
Okay. So Blue Nations is much better.
Yeah.
And speaking of the Nations, you're also a part of the Nations alongside Bonza, Madison, McMoretti, and Adam Hoffman. But what was your initial thoughts when being integrated into a stable full of some of your trainers and mentors?
I thought it was like the best thing in the world because when they're there to help me in my matches and everything. Like if I'm going to be a part of the stable, I want to be a part of the best stable. And you have some of the best wrestlers mm-hmm. in Australia. And I'm like, obviously, more chances for me to win and learn as well, actually.
What would you say is the most standout thing you've learned or piece of advice they've given you?
There's so much. Oh, no.
You can name a couple.
There's some, but I feel like I shouldn't say it. Oh, no. Just to always do my best and don't mess anything up, basically. Like, they put so much pressure in a good way, I'd say. They just, like, don't mess it up. And you're like, okay, well, I guess I have to be perfect now. So it just puts it on to me that I have to do my best all the time.
Fair enough. As you should. You should definitely want to strive to be the best. And I think you definitely are one of the best in Australia, if not. But don't tell anyone else I said that. And now I know Bonza is kind of deemed as the uncle. I know I've seen Kingsley say that. So do you call him uncle too?
No, definitely not. Okay. he definitely is like such a big scary man role, but I wouldn't classify it as an uncle role for me. He's more just there to help me if I need help. But really, I'm the one looking out for him. I'm the toughest one here. And when he gets in trouble, he comes to me.
Really?
Yes.
And now more recently, I know Kingsley has actually kind of joined you guys and made appearances working with the Nations before all this quarantine thing. So how has that been working with her as well?
Oh, it's been great. I love working with Kingsley, like either as a teammate because we have teamed up once now or even against because we've had quite a few matches against each other. And I just like how much she gets better and better each time, which makes it harder and harder for me. But
now, have you guys seen the gifs of you guys of her? I think she was trying to copy the pose you do, and it didn't really work out for her. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I remember that. That was in our tag match together, I'm pretty sure, with Bonza. And I was like, why can't you just let her do the pose, man? Just let her be in the team. And he was like, no. Maybe one day.
I feel like because she is such like a heel character and integrating her, you guys are kind of more faces. I think it's kind of a new dynamic in seeing her integrated into your group. I don't know.
Yeah, it just adds a different dynamic because her character is just so different. Like she's really funny, actually.
Oh,
for
sure.
Those temper tantrums in the ring and I'm on the apron being like, well, I'm not meant to be laughing, but here I am laughing. So what can you do? I'm just in living moment.
Absolutely, as you should. And you've obviously worked in a lot of promotions in Australia, but you've also ventured over to the US in Rise and Shimmer, to name a few. So I'm curious to know, is there like a different vibe or different style you've noticed between the two countries in wrestling?
Yes, I would say there is a different bit of style between the two. It just depends where you go, really, I guess. Australia's cool because it integrates all these different styles from so many different places, just like we do with our culture, basically. Australia is such a diverse place. It's the same within wrestling. So within wrestling, you get so many different styles taken from like the Japanese or a bit of American in there as well, and also some of the UK. So it's just a weird mix of all these different styles that we've mixing together. Whereas America is very much just American wrestling, which is also great.
Fair enough. Now, Do you know if you were scheduled to be back in Shimmer this year at all before this like quarantine thing started?
Yeah, I wasn't planning on going the same time that everyone else was going, but I'm sure I would be there sometime this year, but that's not happening anymore.
Yeah, okay. I was just wondering because I can't wait to see you back. Like you and Shazza and Charlie and all of you guys, I think would be great for another round of Shimmer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure we're all planning on being there sometime this year, so it sucks, but not much you can do about it now.
Now, what has been your favorite part of working with Shimmer?
Oh, my favorite part of working with Shimmer would wrestling all the girls that I've always wanted to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
I got maybe like my second ever shimmer, or it could have been my first or second. I got to wrestle Candice LeRae, who's been one of my favorites. So that was insane. That's the most nervous I've probably been before a match. Mm-hmm. You just asked her about it because she was back there watching me freak out.
Well, yeah, you started training in 2014. So you would have been like, what, 17, 18?
Yeah, 17.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That's a great though, like first, second match at Shimmer.
Yeah, it was crazy. I saw that it was announced and I was like, oh no, I'm so excited but so nervous at the same time. But it was great. I had so much fun. I learned so much from working with all the girls there. They all have a different style. They all have something that you learn from each different match. So that's so good.
God. And now I know you started watching wrestling around 2006 and Shawn Michaels was your first favorite. So I'm wondering if this was in 2006 when he had his run with Triple H and DX, or what was maybe your most memorable HBK moment?
I started watching it on TV because my dad and my brothers will watch it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And all I remember from like 2006 would be these two guys with really long, like the long blonde brown hair, mm-hmm. which now I've worked out would have been DX because
mm-hmm.
they were my favorite. I didn't know their names. It was just on TV, so I'd watch it. But yeah, they would have been my favorite. So I started off watching Shawn Michaels first. He was my favorite. And then I moved on like much later years. Evan Bourne was my favorite.
Ooh. Now, do you kind of integrate like a high flyer style in your repertoire at all?
I used to a bit more. I try to every now and again because like I just said, I loved Evan Bourne, Matt Sydal, big inspiration for me. So I do every now and again, but not in every match. Like I do the Meteora. Mm-hmm. I aspire to look like his and stuff like that, but that's about it.
I feel like you've got to save some of the high flying moves for like special matches or like not use it all the time.
I do agree. Just because they are scary.
Aw. I'm sure you could pull it off, though, but I get that. And now, is there a certain match stipulation that you haven't competed in yet that you want to maybe tackle sometime down the line?
Well, funny enough, I always wanted to do a cage match, and now that's done. I'd love to do another cage match because that was a really fun match I had with Steph DeLander. Yeah. One I haven't done, I haven't actually done a submission match, which I've always been really interested by because I do like the physical based wrestling. I've done a no ropes break match, which mm-hmm. was similar, I guess, but not the same because you do go for like the submissions in that kind of match. But I'd love to do just a submission based match. And watching it growing up, I always used to be obsessed with ladder matches.
Mm-hmm.
But now being in the business and knowing how scary everything is, I'm like, I would love to, but I'd also be very nervous.
Now, if you were to have that submission match, who do you think would be your toughest opponent in the submission area?
Madison Eagles, straight away.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because I've never wrestled her in a one-on-one match, so I'd love to be able to do that. And in a submission match, that would be incredible.
I definitely want to see that now. They need to book that.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, switching gears here, I also know that you were a huge fan of Pokemon growing up, as Charmander is your favorite, correct?
Yeah, he was my favorite, but now my favorite and the one that I relate to the most is Psyduck.
Oh, okay. If you could choose any Pokemon's powers to have yourself, which one would you choose?
Oh, that's hard, because Psyduck's so powerful, but sometimes you just can't do it. Oh.
Making you think. Oh.
Maybe, like, I also really like Gengar, the ghost. Ooh,
yeah.
A good one. Because they're more, like, psychic and stuff like that as well. Yeah, let's go Gengar.
Oh, yeah. So, I watched Pokemon 2 a lot growing up. As lame as it sounds, Pachirisu. I haven't watched after, like, Generation 4, which is, like, Pachirisu, Piplup, and, like, all of those. But, like, Pachirisu was my favorite growing up. as sad as that is. What was that?
That's fair.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier that obviously you love watching the Powerpuff Girls, but which three of the sisters do you think you resonate with or embody the most? I feel like I already know the answer, but I want to hear it anyway.
Well, that's so funny because I can see myself in all three of them.
Okay.
Growing up, I always loved Blossom the best. And whenever I used to play it at school with my friends, I always wanted to be Blossom. But now I just have to say Bubbles.
Bubbles, I could see that. But I feel like you also kind of, like, when you're in the ring, you're kind of like a buttercup. I could see that.
Yeah, definitely in the ring. Definitely belly cup.
Okay, definitely. And lastly, something I want the tea on, because it's been a while since you guys have come together, but how the heck did the New Nation, which is yourself, Charlie, Steph Delander, and Zoe Lucas, come together? Because that is literally a dream team.
That is a dream team. And I think it's because that's just the people I hang out with whenever I go to America. Like, we always stay in the same Airbnbs. We always go to the same places together. They're just my friends when we seem to go over there. So we're like, well, let's just turn it into wrestling as well. And that's how it became a thing.
Now, have you traveled anywhere else outside of the Australia and the US?
Yes, I went to China for a small, like, promotion kind of match. So it was a bit different, but really fun. And I've also been to Malaysia once.
Ooh. This is probably a stupid question, but since Charlie is kind of like huge in the UK, have you I know you said you haven't been to the UK, but do you watch the UK scene to know a few of the girls over there?
Yeah, I definitely know a few of the girls, yeah.
Is there a certain opponent or a couple that you've had your eyes on that you someday want to square off with?
Oh, from the UK?
Yeah, besides Charlie.
I just like wrestling anyone. But over there, like, a few names that come to mind, the girl that I've seen recently, Aaliyah James?
James, yep.
Yeah, like, she looks so good.
I love to wrestle her. I think she's 19, yeah.
Crazy. And also, just because she also likes hurting people's arms, maybe Candy Floss?
Ooh, that'd be fun. And now, before I let you go, can you please let the listeners know where they can find you on social media?
100%. So they can find me on Facebook if you just type in Jessica Troy. And you can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jessica Troy Pro.
Okay. And thank you so much for chatting with me, Jessica. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me. I had the best time. Thank you.
And that about does it for this episode of A Wrestling Gal, but I had a lot of fun chatting with Jessica, especially considering she was the very first Australian wrestler that I ever saw, and she is so talented and so gifted in the ring. So I hope you guys enjoy this little insight into knowing Jessica a little bit more. She is so talented, and she's definitely one to watch if you haven't already checked her out. I only have high hopes for her, and I hope that once this quarantine is over, she can just elevate her PWWA title reign even more. I am so excited to see what she does with this, considering it's now an intergender title. She is just limitless. I have nothing but good words to say about her. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And yeah, I hope you look forward to a lot more content I have coming up. I have some very exciting guests in the near future that are about to come out. So yeah, again, thanks so much. And I hope everyone is staying safe and staying sane. So until next time, stay tuned.